The John Murray Show on RTE Radio 1 with Kia Credit. Flexible 142 finance solutions from Kia, home of the 7-year warranty.
Picture this. You're pregnant for the first time. You're blissfully excited and perhaps a little nervous, but you're getting loads of attention and advice from your partner, your family, your friends. You're pampered with foot massages, back massages. You're offered seats on public transport. Then Baba arrives, and while you're delighted with the little bundle of joy, all of a sudden the focus is no longer on you. So how do you react? Well, I'm joined by beauty advisor and new mom, Trina McCarthy. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you? I'm quite happy that I'm pregnant here today because I don't want to get any ice bucket of water over me. You should actually, you know what? That's another thing that won't happen to you if you're pregnant. Nobody's going to be throwing buckets of ice water over you. So you need to get yourself pregnant
in the
next hour.
I need to get myself knocked up in the next hour. That could be difficult. It seems that there's nobody left. Everyone in RTE, there's no avoiding it. Everyone is going to get a bucket of water thrown over their head.
Such a great cause, it really is, isn't it? And how it's gone viral and how, you know, people are raising. I didn't really know a lot about motor neuron disease. Sorry, I'm going on a different tangent.
No, not at all.
But it's great because, my own family suffered from, we've had breast cancer in our family. And so there was the no makeup selfie, which I thought was a great initiative as well, because it really played, let's face it, on women's vanity.
Well, that's what it, I didn't post a no makeup selfie because I felt it was a little self-indulgent.
Oh no! Do you know what? It was really good because it raised money. You had when you did it, you had to €4 was taken out of your account.
Yeah.
So of course, girls were like, "I'm going to do." They were doing loads of no makeup, makeup selfies, which
and low
actually
lighting,
take a lot of makeup. You know, a bit of shading and whatever. And so it was. You know, it really took off. You know, whereas this, the ice bucket challenge, is much more manly, I think, and all the men are really getting behind this. But word of warning, you don't have a white t-shirt on. You do.
No,
because
no.
It won't turn into a wet t-shirt.
No, I'm all in black today. I didn't want to get Marty too excited, you know.
Brilliant.
Well, listen, your son was born 16 months ago.
Yes.
And while you were pregnant, did you get treated like royalty?
Absolutely. It was like I was a magic vessel going around carrying this little miracle inside me, and everyone wanted to rub my belly and rest. You must rest. You must put your feet up. Let me take that bag for you. It was wonderful. I would highly recommend it, by the way. And, you know, honestly, everyone was like, you know, you must do, you know, the mum-to-be package at every spa, you know, and you get, oh my God, I got so, because I'm a beauty writer, I got so much stretch cream.
Imagine everything
sent
in.
No, do you know what? If every woman in Ireland who was pregnant at the time lined up at my door and pulled up their top, I could have rubbed a stretch mark cream on them. I had so much in the house. It was ridiculous. So it was wonderful. It really was. You were, you know, honestly treated like a princess or a celebrity. Everyone talked about the glow. Oh, you're glowing. You know, your skin is glowing. Your hair is glowing. And you are in this kind of little bubble and you think, wow, this is fantastic. I love this. I'm going to stay pregnant forever. You
and
know.
Were you glowing? Or how did you have a difficult first pregnancy?
No,
or was
not
it,
at all.
Did you feel, did you love every minute
well,
of it?
Well, no, I really did because, you know, I was 39 and actually I only met Will, my boyfriend, when I was 37.
Okay.
And I'd actually kind of thought, you know, maybe kids weren't, you know, going to be on my plan, you know, or not plan, there was no plan. I was so delighted to be
did
pregnant.
Did you always want kids?
Well, you know what? I was one of eight, so I kind of didn't have any romantic notions about, you know, how wonderful it is and the fantasy and all that. I was like the little helper to my mum and looked after all these children as well. And so I kind of finished bringing up mum's kids as well and kind of decided I'd take a break and then didn't really want to, you know, wasn't too much in my mind. And it was only when I was about 35 that I went, oh my God, I need to have children. I need to get married, do all these right things. And then, of course, I was single. Nobody wanted to go out with me. And then I really wanted to have children. But by the time I was 37, you know what? I was reading loads of things in the media about how your fertility falls off a cliff and, you know, that, you know, you really should have your children earlier in life. And I would have loved when I was 30 or 35 to have gone, okay, I'm in my prime. My ovaries are ready now to, you know, become pregnant. And where are you, Mr. Wright? But life doesn't happen like that.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, I met Will when I was 37, nearly 38. And I was very lucky. He really wanted children as well. So I am now what's known as a midlife mum. And
you're not a geriatric mom like Halle Berry.
No.
That's what she's referred to at 47.
Yeah. And I would actually, because I'm 41 now, shock horror, don't let this fool you. It's all makeup and everything.
It's all those beautiful potions that you've been given over the years.
Absolutely. But I hate that.
And you're
that.
On your second pregnancy.
So I'm on my second pregnancy now, because obviously I love being pregnant so much the first time. And then when the baby came and nobody even wanted to look at me, the glow, I don't know where that glow was. Maybe it was covered in snot and poop and everything, because certainly nobody, you know, talked about that afterwards, you know. And you know, when you have your baby, everyone is like focused on the baby, and you're suddenly like over here going, sorry, I did all the hard work, you know. And maybe because
you resent that lack of attention then?
Did I resent? Well, do you know what? I was mostly in my dressing gown, and I was covered in snot and poop and probably smelt. So, you know, maybe that's why everyone was kind of like, oh, hi, how are you? You know what? It did take a little bit of getting used to. You know, even with my boyfriend, I found, you know, before we had the baby, it was just the two of us. And so, you know, then when the baby comes along, you know, I'm worn out from kissing the baby all day long. He comes in from work and he wants to, you know, be all about the baby. And I kind of miss that intimacy that we kind of had. But then you kind of get over that as well. It's just a stage, like that's a top tip with everything to do with pregnancy and with babies. It's all stages, you know, everything
they'll
moves
come
on.
And go.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Just when you're like, I can't believe this is happening, or, you know, and then you're worrying about something else the next week.
And can I ask you, when you were in those first couple of months, they're difficult. It's a change in your life and in your home when you're out. So when you're struggling with buggies and, as you say, nappies, did you ever look across, you know, in a cafe or a shop at a pregnant lady, which was you?
Oh, my God.
A couple of months ago with envy.
Yeah, absolutely. Because people are still, you know, I remember when I used to get on flights, even I used to see a woman coming in with a baby. I'd roll my eyes and I'd be like, what is that woman doing bringing a baby on the flight? She might as well have been holding a bomb. She was like a terrorist in my eyes, you know, coming on, you know. And now when I see somebody coming on, I'm like giving them the look like, I know what it's like, you know. And so and likewise, when you go into a cafe and a woman is there, you know, when I go into a cafe with the buggy, people kind of roll their eyes now and everything. And the pregnant lady is still like, oh, look at you, aren't you great? And they move back the chairs.
So you've almost become the enemy.
Absolutely. It's unbelievable, the change between being, you know, this, you know. And then the next part of it is when you have the second pregnancy, I was like, oh, surely now I am going to get a little bit more attention again. Now, maybe because I went straight into pregnancy again very quickly after having Maxim. I noticed that people, they like I said, they don't talk about the glow as much. I think it's like, you know what it is? It's because I'm no longer a newbie. You know, I'm like, you know, I've been to battle. I'm like an experienced soldier now. And they, you know, all the, you know, fantasy and there's no unicorns flying around this time. It's like your experienced mom now. You should get on with it. And you also have a baby that you're running around the whole time after as well. So second pregnancy is a big change to the first pregnancy as well, let me tell you.
And I would notice that from friends of mine who are on their second pregnancy. The first time round, it's like they're the first women to ever give birth. So, and they protect themselves. So even their house becomes almost like a no-go zone. There's parts of the house, you know, whether it's the microwave or...
Oh, yeah. Oh, don't talk to me about when my first pregnancy, I wouldn't even stand in front of the microwave just in case, you know, something might emit into my womb. If people were smoking near me, I'd kind of go, blow away the smoke in case it came into me. And because it was only Will and I on the, you know, we didn't have a little baby, obviously, you know, because it was the first pregnancy. We, you know, when the scan photos came, we like posted them on Facebook. I'm a sharenter, as it's called. I share lots on Facebook, but probably overshare. But I can't believe that I had a baby at 39. I'm probably still in shock about that. But the difference, you know, we would analyze the scan. We even had apps that, you know, I had an app alert telling me every week, you know, what size or shape the baby was or what fruit it was. And then we go to the supermarket and I'd be like, show me what a cantaloupe looks like exactly. And I'd be holding it up next to my tummy or whatever. And you know how bad we were. There was even this app on online that you could, if you wanted to see what your baby, imagine what your baby would look like. Because you have the time to do all this nonsense, right? So you had to liken yourself to a celebrity. So Will, God love him, is madly, you know, he's deluded because he's in love. And so he's like, I think you look a bit like Rachel Weisz. I would only look like Rachel Weisz.
I would second that.
If it was in a very dark room and you were squinting and I was very far in the distance, perhaps you were drunk. So I like put in my photo, you know, I'm supposed to be Rachel Weisz. And Will then looked kind of like Tim Roth, the actor, or Charlie Borman. And so then you press the send button and it comes back and it shows you what your baby's going to look like. If we had gone by that, my baby would look like Conan O'Brien, you know, the TV, American TV host. I was like, what?
But so you needless to say, you haven't gotten around to doing that second time
no,
round?
No, funnily enough, no. I'm a second child, by the way, I might just add.
Me
and
too.
I often wondered why there were no photos of me, or very few of them, because you know what? I think my parents wore out the camera with my brother.
Yeah.
And by the time the second baby comes, you know, it's a totally different. I can't tell you how many weeks exactly I'm pregnant. I just go, yeah, I'm due in December. My first pregnancy, I was all about, oh my God, what chemicals are in those lotions? You know, what's in that food exactly? You know, I'm pregnant. And, you know, you're just so, you know, excited and delighted. And then on the second one, my only worry is, first of all, when I'm going to get some sleep and what my next meal is, basically. So it's totally different. It really is.
And come here, in all that, the first time round.
Yeah.
And I suppose second time round as well, because, well, first time round, you were in all this bliss. You were cushioned, as you said, and it was this incredible
you
experience.
You should totally try it, Catherine, I'm telling you. There's an awful dose of pregnancy going around.
I can just about accept the ice bucket challenge. I'm not about to accept the pregnancy challenge on air.
Could you imagine?
Oh, my God. But in all of this, were you anxious? I mean, as any woman would be, but at 39 as well.
Do you know what? I really was, because all I ever saw in media and magazines and everything were articles about, you know, how your fertility really declines after the age of 35.
Mm.
And so that really did scare me. And my boyfriend was younger than me. And I was thinking, oh, my God, you know, if he can't have a baby with me because, you know, I'm barren or something, will he run off with some? No, he would never. Will is a great guy. But these things happen. And actually, when you are pregnant, you suffer with awful anxiety. I was really scared that perhaps I might have a baby, because everyone says, oh, you can have a lot of genetic, faults with a baby.
And there are all those tests available now.
Well, you know what? That's one thing I would really advise midlife moms, as I like to call them, is that when I had Maxim, which was 16 months ago, so nearly 2 years ago, when I was pregnant with him, I was 39, almost 40. And I did worry. All I read in the media was that, you know, about, you know, older mothers giving birth to Down syndrome children. And I just was anxious and worried about that. And you can, back then, there was only one test that I could do in Ireland. And there was a risk with it that you could go and have the test, but you might miscarry. And so I thought, you know what, that's really, you know, I couldn't do that.
Mm-hmm.
But in the last year, there's a new blood test now that you can go and get done. And you can get done from 7 weeks, actually. And it's just a blood test, and they can see if there's unusual DNA in your blood. And then it will tell you if there's anything, you know, wrong with your baby at this stage. Now, the thing with a test like that is you have to be prepared for what you're going to find out. So that's the most difficult part. If you're going to find out if there's, you know, are you able to have a child? Will you be able to care for a child like this? That's a whole other question, you know.
Sure.
But it, you know what? I had that test done, and it told me that everything was fine. So you know what? It was a huge relief, because I was really, really, really anxious about that, you know.
And has that increased now that you're a couple of years older?
Well, that's just it. You know, they do say that your chances of having a child with, you know, different kind of, you know, genetic defaults does go up as you get older.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. I think, you know, there's risks with every pregnancy, isn't there?
Absolutely.
But, you know, it's about getting informed and you know what I would say to a lot of girls as well, or women that were my age and, you know, thinking, oh my God, I'm never going to have children. Because I actually did think that. And guess what? You can be 40 and fertile. You know, women for many years have been having babies in their 40s. We all know, you know, aunts and, you know, grandmothers who had children at 47, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And so you can do that naturally. And so I would say...
sorry, I think that's it. You know, just listen to the other, because I'm 35 as well. And, you know, the medical profession will say it is optimum to have your children earlier, as, you know, 21, 22, in that we're physically, you know, at our prime then.
Yeah.
But I think it comes down to the individual, like you said. Yeah. It comes down to your health, your lifestyle, and everything that's sort of been leading up to it. You know, and I think that's, it's important for women to take all of those.
You know, I don't think we should scaremonger. I think, you know, some women get their children earlier than others, you know, and that's fantastic. And but does life work out like that for everybody? You know, I would think it's very important to get preconception checks, which you can do now, and just see how healthy your eggs are. So it's one less thing you have to worry about, and just be informed and be healthy, and you know, good diet, and you know, don't smoke, all those boring things that you know really work, because you know. Everyone, you know, it's wonderful to have a baby at whatever age, it really is.
And do you feel blessed? I mean, obviously you do. You're going to have two. Do you know what you're having, by the way? You have
a
little boy.
Girl.
You're having a girl.
Yes,
oh my
exactly.
God, the perfect family.
I know. So we're calling this baby bump. We nickname our son Maxie. So we're calling this baby bump Mini. So I'll be Maxie Mum and Mini Mum. I know. What are we like?
Brilliant. But I mentioned Halle Berry there, who had a baby or announced her pregnancy when she was 47.
Yeah.
Would you consider going again, or is this it?
Gosh, you know what? Everyone thinks now I'm going to finish because, you know, I'm having a girl now and it's the, you know, like you said, gentleman's family. I kind of wouldn't mind having another child again, you know, in maybe another year's time. I don't know. My boyfriend keeps saying, wait until you have the second one now, because that's the other thing everyone says. Oh, one is a walk in the park. Wait till you have two. You can't do anything. And everyone says if you have more than two children, you've only got two arms, you'll have to change your car, blah, blah, blah. But I kind of like the idea of maybe having another child as well. My boyfriend is 6 years younger as well. So
he have those kind of issues that we have to worry about or think about, I suppose.
Exactly. And actually, you know what's in my mind as well? Because when I was 37, I actually thought, perhaps I'm not going to have children. And so I really thought about adoption at that stage. And even now that I have my own children, I kind of have, it's really in my head that I'd like to maybe adopt a child somewhere along the line as well, because we have enough to do one child or two child, you know, and we're so lucky. And I'd love to, you know, if there, you know, there's children that have nothing at all, and if we could do anything to help them. So, 47, would I have a baby at 47? Who knows? You know, like I said, people get their babies at different stages. Mm-hmm. There's different strokes for different age folks, there really is. And you just don't know what way your life is going to pan out. You really don't. Do you know what the biggest difference I notice with, we'll say 20-something mums? They all talk about their loss of freedom, the loss of their figure. You know what? By the time I was nearly 40, I had given up all hope that I was ever going to be a Victoria's Secret model, you know, so I didn't mind, you know, and I always looked like, even without a baby in there, I look like I'm at least 4 months pregnant anyway. And so
ridiculous.
Anyone that's a 40-something mum, they talk about more about, you know, how grateful they are, and about the joy and the, you know, relief that, you know, it all worked out. I see a big difference in that, the way I talk about my baby to how 20-something, because at 20-something, you kind of, well, everyone is different, but, you know, I don't think I would have been as good a mum when I was 20-something. I would have probably left my baby behind in Lily's or somewhere. You know, I would have been, you know, God knows what I would have been like.
Well, listen, you're going to be a fantastic mum second time round as well. And congratulations. You know what, thanks a million for coming in and speaking so honestly about the real trials and tribulations of pregnancy.
We're going to take luck with your ice challenge.
Well, there's nominees coming in so far. People think I should be nominating Enda Kenny, Miriam O'Callaghan, James Riley. We have Brezzy coming in here. What about the news team? Eileen Dunn. There's somebody suggesting Derek Mooney. Sharni Violin. I think she's already been nominated. And text coming in here for you, Trina.
Ooh, okay.
Just here breastfeeding my second baby. I turn 44 next week. Being an older mom is very tiring but very rewarding.
Good luck. Wonderful
and
to hear.
The real work starts when baby arrives.
Oh,
can say
absolutely.
That again.
That's exactly it.
We're going to take a quick break back after this.
The John Murray Show on RTE Radio 1.